next station is Hoxton.
Yo, you're checking out Hoxton FM right here with DJ Premier. That's me. You know what I'm saying? Word up.
Powered by Prison Sound.
Welcome to Non-Deaf. We're called Non-Deaf because you can't tie us down. Non-definitive and all that. Today we're doing a Stranger Things special. For all those people who just can't get enough of that sound, Volume 1 and 2 of Stranger Things soundtrack is still not enough. You've come to the right place. We've got more sounds from lots of different artists. It's a new thing for me.
There are two volumes of it.
Yeah, two.
Really?
Yeah. I've like two volumes of the soundtrack.
Oh, right. So they've released it and there's two volumes of the actual... Right. Wow.
And it's a lot. You know,
for me, I'm only three episodes in, so I've warned people about spoilers, but it's all about the music. The music is amazing. I went straight after the second episode to go and find out the outro song, which was a Bangles song, which blew me away.
Bangles song? Is it?
So what I'm going to do, it's just a short one of a couple of songs that we've got, and each song is going to be dedicated to, a character from Stranger Things. You've just been listening to Night Force, by Power Glove, and that's for Hopper. He's a man he can't be reckoned with. He can be reckoned with. What am I saying? He's a hard, warm-hearted man who's gone through lots of troubles and...
Which one is he?
The cop.
Policeman.
Oh, right, he's the sort of...
He's just cool.
You think he's like a deadbeat to begin with, don't you?
Yeah, anti-hero, that's what I was looking for. That's the word I was looking for.
But if I'm not mistaken, is there a little bit of Sean in Hopper? Or Hopper and Sean?
Don't know.
What do you mean don't know?
Looks wise.
The masculinity, maybe. Maybe.
You're going funny.
I know. Well, what? Well,
struck a chord.
Just really embarrassed. So the next one is Storm Column, and this is by the artist Gatekeeper. This is for what do they call it? What do the kids call the bad thing?
It's a golem or something like that. Or
I never had it in my head. Demogorgon, that's it. Oh, yes. Yeah. This is for you, Demogorgon. Was that?
It's like techno without the drugs.
It's so good. Like, honestly, I've been obsessed with this sound. And I know I keep talking about this sound, this electronic music, but if you knew me, you would know that I don't like electronic music really at all. And I think this is like my gateway. This has been like my gateway drug. This has been like weed, but for music. What if in like a year's time I suddenly understand what house music is? Imagine.
Oh, God forbid.
Imagine.
God
it's
forbid.
Great. So I know I sound really naive
you
by
do
going
sometimes
what
play
this
a bit.
Sound is.
It's crazy new.
Yeah, but I always like lyrics. I like when it's just like instrumental and it's like industrial and it seems like there's no soul, but with this, I don't know, it's more powerful. It's great.
Love it.
I love it. But so a lot of the sounds that you've been hearing are definitely what I during my research, definitely the inspiration for this has to stem from the like 60s, 70s Italy kind of horror films. Obviously, everyone knows Ennio Morricone, but then there's so many other unsung heroes of that kind of sound. I keep saying sound. What would you call it? Like electronic?
Well, you know what you've heard? It's just synth. It's that synth-driven pop, but it's kind of, I think it's kind of come from a disco-y heritage.
Right. Oh, that's why maybe why I like it.
I think it's come from a disco-y kind of thing. That's kind of mentality.
I like disco. Right. So this is the main theme from the film Shock, which was made in 1977. And yeah, it's pretty terrifying. No, that's not
terrifying.
Terrifying.
That was definitely not terrifying.
Well, I don't know. Some people might think it is, actually. those of you who just heard like 10 seconds of that song and you know what it is, you're legends.
Keep it stern, though. Don't tell your mum.
We'll be right back. this is Cliff Martinez. This is One of Fight. So this one definitely goes to 11. Excellent character. I love that we have, a strong female, girl with superpowers, just kicking ass. That's what I want to see on my TV screen. But this is this song that's very, very, very similar to the actual opening credits of Stranger Things. Comes from Only God Forgives, that terrible film that actually nobody can really forgive being made. Well, some people, some absolute film buffs love it, don't they? But it's not my bag. And then next, I've got a special. So it's kind of an exclusive, actually. You know me, my exclusives. So this is a band called Quiet Boy, who I went to see the other night. Safe to say, I do know a couple of the band members, but I was watching them live, and they're really, really fucking cool, and I really wish them the best of luck. And but one of their songs was like, I was like, because I was preparing for this show, I was like, man, this has got that sound that I keep going on about, but it's also got lyrics, so it's like perfect for me. It's got that vibe, and it's got lyrics because I love lyrics. So this is Where Is My Boy. So obviously, this song is for Joyce.
Thank you.
See, I told you it was good. Dinner. Told you it was good. Yeah, I'm very, 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 very proud. So that's Quiet Boy. That song isn't really released yet. Like I said, it was an exclusive. What can I say? But they do have a single out called Sundance. Please check it out. Check out the video, actually. The video is incredible. Really, really well made. So that was for Joyce. So we've gone through the characters. I'm almost speechless about the next character, because even though I'm really excited to have Eleven on board, she's awesome. The one that stole everybody's heart is Dustin. And I think the reason why Dustin was so successful and everyone's obsessed with his cute little chubby face is because he just encapsulated everything that the show kind of has going for it, with all that nostalgia thing. Like, Dustin is a fucking goonie. He's a goonie, man. Like, he definitely is a goonie. So for you, Dustin, this is The Goonies Are Good Enough by Cyndi Lauper. You may have heard a snippet of it before. That's me now. I'm done. The Stranger Things is out. I'm going to go to the Upside Down and fuck around with the Demogorgon.
The Upside Down?
Yeah.
Oh, right, that's the,
that's the
world,
the other
isn't
bit.
It?
But you may have noticed I didn't play a song for Barb.
Oh, God.
But who gives a shit about Barb, right?
Barb.
Exactly. Exactly.
It's Flake with glasses.
They don't give a shit about her.
Specky girl.
The show ends, no one cares. It's just like, who cares about Barb? It's like she didn't exist. So no song for Barb, because I think it was very fitting of the show. Just to play you out, this is another Italian like score from All the Colours of the Dark. See you later. Stay tuned, because we've got some like teddy bears.
I've got a pad. Oh no, I'll come to it in a bit. Don't worry about it. Thanks for that, Natalie. That was wonderful.